Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is the Sun in Aries, otherwise known as the spring equinox. The Sun in Aries is full of life. It's the first sign of the zodiac, and potentially it's where we feel more confident, we feel empowered, and we have to remember that Venus and Mercury have already entered the sign of Aries, and they're retrograde. So we have this nice flow where things don't move too fast, but there is a sense of excitement, exuberance. And I'm wondering if you feel that. Is there some area of your life that's opening up for you right now where you feel or see the potential of what could be in your life? And of course, this is different for each of the sun signs. Like Aries is coming out of a deep sleep where they may have felt losses or been looking around and seeing where everyone else is or what everybody else has and what they don't have. So you're coming out and into the sunlight, into the daylight where everything changes. So go with that energy. And Taurus, of course, has these planets in their 12th house. The 12th house is interesting for Taurus because it's necessary employment. It's also privacy. So I'm wondering if many of you want your own space and you need your own privacy. Anyway, that's just a little idea of what the Sun in Aries, this spring equinox, can bring to all of you. And I might add that while it's the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, in the southern hemisphere, it's the fall equinox. But it doesn't matter because the sun is still in the constellation of Aries. That's just how big our universe is. And of course, we still have, while the sun is leading us, the sun is our star, and it's the most important influence in our life because it really brings the exuberance, the happiness, the joy, and the fire or spark to your life. So while we still have planets in the sign of Pisces, Saturn, of course, the North Node and Neptune, and of course there's still this sort of shakiness or fear, maybe debt, and feeling like, well, looking around and seeing what everybody else seems to be doing so well, but not me. Sort of a little bit of a, I want to say like a celestial hangover, right? But this is all changing because Neptune's going to enter the sign of Aries and join the sun, and then Mercury and Venus are going to go direct. So we still have more joy, more happiness, and more vivaciousness and life to experience, even going through the time of April, the month of April. And so it is time to kind of work through what's been holding you back. What do you fear? Any sort of like negative cloud that you've been feeling over your shoulder or heaviness. Let's try to let go of this. You can read more about this for each individual sun sign on my website, www.terrynazon.com. Well, that's all for now, and have a wonderful spring equinox.